Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
What's up? Just about quitting time. Good. Good news for everybody, especially the listeners, because, like, thank God, these idiots are almost done. Before we go, though, we got to your final fact and opinion, your final thought for a day, and I love this. This is just so mind-blowing when you think about the internet and where we're at. At the end of 1993... there were 623 websites. Now, there is somewhere around 2 billion websites. Jeez, how dude. Is that effing possible?
It's just exponential. It just grows and grows. Where is it? It's all up in the air. It's all stored somewhere.
It's there in the cloud or something. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, it's a weird thing. What would you say? How many websites?
623 at the end of 1993.
Remember the phrase surfing the web, and when you got your first computer, and like when the first time the internet came out, you're like, well, dude, what's surfing? What are you talking about? Like a surfboard?
Pretty sure that surfing like AOL web. CD you got had a kid like on a surfboard, wasn't it? Like for surfing
something,
the web.
You know? It's like, yeah, you just kind of go around to different websites.
Yeah.
And back then, you like had to know the website, you know, the actual URL. You couldn't just search it. You know?
You remember, of course, like computer lab back in middle school and high school and stuff like that. I still remember taking typing class and thinking, this is stupid. I'm never, like, trying to learn.
One of the most important classes you
took. And now it was. It was probably the most important. It was more important than baking and home ed or even history. I mean, because we use it every single day.
Every single day.
Every single day. So it's nuts where we're at now. But do you remember some of your favorite websites like back in the day?
Oh my gosh, dude. What was
E-Bombs World was a big one.
E-Bombs World was a big one. There was a bad one that we went to that was like steakandcheese.com. And it was bad.
That
it
just
was,
sounds horrible.
It had funny videos on it, but it also had like death videos, and I think it's just porn now.
Do you remember stupid videos?
Videos, yes, dude. Stupid videos.
Spent a lot of time at E-Bombs World. Stupid videos is real big. E-Bombs. You brought up there, like that one website. What was that? Mac and cheese, or what was that called? Steak and cheese.
There was another one called LiveLeak that we always were on.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yep, I remember LiveLeak. Well, dude, there was no regulations. It was just the Wild West. It was just... Yeah. It was, you could put whatever you wanted, because that was still a point where people were like, oh, it's anonymous. They can't trace it back. There's no way to regulate this. And in the early days, there wasn't. But now, dude, oh, my God.
How many pedophiles do you think you talked to on Yahoo Chat?
Oh, my
Remember
God.
Remember when Yahoo Chat came out, dude?
Hey, ASL, buddy.
ASL.
Age, sex, location. Yeah, for some
not
reason.
Not even a hi or hey, what's your name? ASL, age, sex, location.
I don't know how it worked out, Hunter, but every person I talked to in a chat room was a hot chick that lived close to me. It was crazy. What are the odds, right?
That was a dude.
What are the odds? Yeah, that was some.
Leaned over his chair.
Some overweight, balding guy covered in Cheeto dust, like, oh, yeah, my name's Becky. I'm 19 and I'm hot. I got big boobs. I was like, all right,
you
Becky. Let's get it. But yeah, dude, just so crazy. And 2 billion. We've talked about the number billion. We can't really truly wrap our minds around how many websites
that's insane,
that is. Nuts.
Dude.
Nuts. Yep.
Yeah, so next time you get bored surfing the net, just remember you have 2 billion options.
Yeah.
So.
I remember there was a website too we would do like later on in the internet days. As it grew more, it was like random website generator and it would just take you random, but that was a gamble too. That was a gamble to take in computer lab. That was a good way to fry out the entire computers at the school. But
which we did. Yeah. We fried a few computers.
I don't know. I was just doing research for my history report. I don't know what happened. Meatspin.com. Yeah. All right. There you go. That is your final fact
Not
and
safe
opinion.
For work.
Not safe. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
More rocking.